Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party Friday, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson. This as Republican infighting continues in the U.S. House and while Trump pushes through the presidential campaign. Just this week, more than a dozen Republican lawmakers sided with Democrats in rejecting to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. After meeting together, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. The Prime Minister of Japan speaking before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress Thursday. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world.
The world needs the United States to continue playing this pivotal role in the affairs of nations.
President Biden Friday holds a joint meeting with leaders of Japan and the Philippines as he aims to strengthen ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific region. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say it's a cut-and-dry case they have against disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara. He's charged with bank fraud for allegedly stealing as much as $16 million of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money and then using it to cover gambling debts.
Messages between Mr. Mizuhara and the bookmaker show that he lost considerable money on those bets.
U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles Martin Estrada says that continued through January of this year. Mizuhara is expected to turn himself over to federal authorities Friday. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teenagers from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A projection is suggesting that President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. USA's John Schaefer.
Examined by the Penn-Wharton budget model, the analysis dissects five facets of Biden's proposal to calculate the total expenses of the measures. The model indicates that the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances.
Mortgage rates continue to move upward in the latest report from Freddie Mac. It finds the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% this week. It's a bump up from 6.82% the week before. New York City Mayor Eric Adams celebrating the development of a new $780 million soccer stadium.
We scored a goal for good paying jobs and economic opportunity.
Part of the development near City Field also includes plans for a casino, hotel, a huge area of public space. Cicada apocalypse is coming. Here's Corey Myers with the crawly details.
Billions of cicadas are set to surface in a matter of weeks as two different broods come out of the ground around at the same time, which some are referring to as the cicada apocalypse, hasn't been seen in the U.S. since Thomas Jefferson was president and won't happen again until 2245.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? Right? I mean, the reason we do this, because it is hard, you know, kind of what John F. Kennedy said about putting a man on the moon, as you'll recall. Bill Martinez here with you at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Green, yes, you know that name, and you know her face as well. She's the chief religion correspondent for Fox News Channel, has been with the network since 1996. Did you know? I mean, Lauren, I wasn't aware of this. I mean, your history and background, we could just, I mean, yes, you've got this new book out and we're going to talk about this, but you've had an amazing career. I mean, it's in some ways, I think, oh my gosh, I'm like talking to Forrest Gump here. I mean, you, with all due respect, I mean, here it is. You hung with Prince, right?
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, your background. I mean, you know, here it is. Here we are. You know, it says that we're what, 1 or 2 degrees from knowing anybody in the world, and having gone. I mean, here you are. You're not even. You are in the zip code with Prince. So, I think you were in one of his videos as well. You went on to become Miss Minnesota. You were the first Miss Minnesota I've ever interviewed. I want you to know that. It is an honor.
Well, thank you very much. It's a blessing to be talking with you. Thank you so much.
Well, and on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, it's endless. I mean, her dossier, I mean, her curriculum vitae goes on and on. It's so brilliant. I mean, she's such a blessing. And this is a result of great parents and a great family that was closely knit, raised in a Christian home. And for some people, they may not realize, I knew this about you, that you were a classical pianist.
Yeah, I actually have a degree in piano performance. I did a CD a few years ago, actually, about 20
years ago. Yes, I
remember.
Right.
And I still play the piano as much as I can, but it's hard, though, you know, the schedules that are out there, and, you know, performing is difficult. So, but I still play.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. I mean, after all those years, it haunts you. It's like, musicians say, the things you have to practice scales every day, right?
That would be the idea.
Yeah,
always get the chance.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I really consider that music really is kind of my first language, actually, that I really understood, that I really emoted in, was music. Even though I was speaking English, obviously, when I was a child.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So, how did you come to Fox?
I think that it was just one of those happenstance things. I was I had just gotten an agent. I was working in Chicago, and I really knew that I wanted to be closer to sort of Art Central because of my music background.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to do some interviews, and my agent said, "Hey, by the way, Fox is starting a cable network. They'd like to take a look at you." And that was it. And I had an interview, and I still remember this interview today. I remember what I was wearing, and we had a great time, great conversation. And for the first time in my life when I said, you know, I was really appalled that 80% of people in the newsrooms and journalists were actually pro-abortion, and I was appalled by that, and they actually applauded that, me saying that.
Yes, right. Wow.
And then I realized I was in the right place.
Exactly. I mean, you probably say that with some trepidation and going, okay, well, this is either going to make or break me. And, you know, and little did we know all these years later, it still was going to be such a lightning rod, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just, I just knew that this was going to be a good fit. And they were really, they've always been supportive of a lot of my ventures. So all the little quirky things that I do, you know, between music and doing recitals and other things, but also, you know, just supporting, you know, the faith aspect of my life, and really putting that forward as something that really is strong.
And it's so important, Lauren, today, because you look at the contrast. I mean, if people of faith do not speak up, what are we left with? You know, the culture has hijacked in just about everything, including our government. You know, right now it's all suffering, you know, families, marriages, our children, all suffering because the culture has decided to make a hard left away from God.
Well, this is so, so important. And I can't remember the theologian, and I either John Frame or I forget who, when I read this, but it was so true. He says, you know, sociology is what we do, but morality is what we ought to do.
Exactly.
And I think that the morality of the world is just so moved away from God, because I don't think that people understood, you know, the real understanding of who God is. And for so long in the United States, we sort of breathing the air of Christianity and not really understanding the real gospel. Do you have a relationship with Christ? You know, when Jesus says to his disciples, but who do you say that I am? You see, And if you look back over even the faithful movies of the vintage Disney, when Disney actually did produce things that were really wonderful, you can actually see almost a sliding away from actually mentioning the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
You know, and it makes sense in terms of, you know, the Bible says that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow on heaven and on earth. I mean, so the name of Jesus is powerful, and you can almost see Christians shying away from the name. You know, why is it more acceptable to profane Jesus' name in public, but not to praise him, right?
Amen. Amen.
And you look at that on movies and in TV, and they have no problem profaning the name of Jesus. And we as Christians need to stand up to that.
Well, and look at the cost that's being paid here. See, because what people ignored, you know, to your earlier point, Lauren, is that God designed this. God Almighty. I mean, think about this. He designed the heavens and the earth. Everything is a rhyme and reason. I mean, scientists think that, oh, they've got these great discoveries and everything like that. And I love, you know, the part of the Bible, you know, you read several times in the book of Psalms where, you know, man comes up with his ideas and God laughs. Because it's ludicrous, you know, to think that, you know, like here we are, you know, everybody's worried about climate change and everything. And I can imagine the conversation in heaven, you know, where God looks to Saint Peter and say, hey, didn't I tell you to fix that? Come on, give me a break. I mean all this is settled. God has a rhyme and reason, and when we're faithful to that rhyme and reason, you know, as he told Cain, when Cain was down in his mouth, when, you know, he tried to, you know, cut corners and cheapen a sacrifice to God, and not going to happen. And he was all depressed about it because he didn't fool God. But God said very succinctly, and it's a warning that goes through the millennia. He says, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And comes to us today, right? Go ahead.
Right. I mean, the idea, though, that this is when I get a question, I get it so many times, why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? I said, well, first of all, I think each of us has to take an assessment of their own life, and how much are you actually living according to God's plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
How
right.
much are you actually living in that vein? So some of the pain and suffering that we experience could be self-inflicted.
You know? Well, no doubt. Well, it's like violating gravity, right? And when you violate God's laws, you're like, okay, I'm going to be stupid. I'm going to go up on top of the roof and fall off because I don't want to believe in gravity. Well, good luck.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty much, you know, it's that basic. But here it is, you know, God loves us enough. And even in spite of our knuckleheadedness, he says, look, I've got a solution for you. You know, I'm going to send my son. and he'll bring you back home where you belong, where you will be a round peg in a round hole. Right now, you're a round peg in a square hole. It's not a whole lot of fun. And we'll talk more about that. And we're going to talk more with Lauren Green on her new book, Light for Today. So stay with us. Right now, it's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, Bill Martinez, sharing time with Miss Minnesota. I got to tell you, lucky me, huh? Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking about Lauren Green with Fox News. She is the Fox News religion correspondent, host of the Lighthouse Faith podcast, and we're going to talk about her new book, Light for Today, a devotional, huh?
Yes, it is. You know, this is something that's very, very dear to me. It really is a labor of love, because the Lighthouse Faith book was information and a little bit about, you know, faith and not faith, but I mean about devotion and prayer and all of that. But it was a very scientific kind of book. But the Lighthouse Faith book, the Light for Today devotional, it really grew out of that, because after the book is published, then I'm still researching, I'm still praying, I'm still doing devotionals. And so I had these thoughts for the day that became the basis for the devotional. And I really believe in devotionals, because all of us are searching, all of us are trying to find our way in this world. But then you also have to reconcile, you know, all of the pain and suffering and struggles with God's word that says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And a lot of people do feel that God has left them, that God has forsaken them. So they're trying to make sense of the world in light of God's promises. And I think a devotional really helps do that.
Well, and it helps us stay connected, because sometimes we don't have time necessarily to go into something that's a lengthy read, but you have a moment, and the devotional is, you know, on your table next to your bed or somewhere where it's easy access, and you pick it up. And oftentimes, Lauren, I find myself, I mean, I've got about five or six devotionals I'm in the middle of, and it's amazing. Yeah. You know, it's like the Spirit says, okay, hey, you know, somehow that devotional at that moment in time, and that particular date, I have to read. And when I read it, I'm so blessed, you know.
Right.
And this is
what
happens, is that we have to, you know, getting to your point, is especially in this chaotic world, you have got to stay connected to the vine. You cannot exist outside of the vine, can you?
No, this is all part of devotionals. I mean, how many people would know, you know, that verse from John 15, saying, I am the vine and you are the branch. You know, you can do nothing apart from me. Well, that just reading that in itself clarifies what you're supposed to be doing in this life, you know?
Exactly.
And I think this is why reading the scripture is so important, why reading it every day is so important. And you don't have to read large swaths of scripture. You can read that single verse, and sometimes that single verse will be transforming for you for that day. Because somehow you were just trying to grasp on something that would make sense in this world, and, you know, you know the phrase, like, you know, the verse, I will never leave you or forsake you, or the battle belongs to the Lord.
Right.
That has always gotten me through a day. The battle belongs to the Lord. I don't have to do anything, because God is sovereign. And whatever, if it's come this way, God knows about it, and he's doing something about it. So I know that sometimes, you know, you want to, like, make things work and get back at people and, you know, just turn the world upside down. But, you know, then you can sit back and hear this phrase, the battle belongs to the Lord. I will never leave you or forsake you. I know the plans I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, never to, you know, to prosper you, but never to leave you. I mean, this is so comforting. And I think this is what the world is craving. I think each individual is craving. So when people say, you know, why is there much pain and suffering in the world? It's because the world is filled with sinful people who don't know God.
Yeah.
And who are, and even when they know God, sometimes they're not bowing down to God. I remind them, I said, you know, the devil believes in God. That's it.
Right, exactly. Even the devil knows, right? Yeah, exactly.
The devil believes in God. That's not the issue. It's what are you worshiping?
Mm-hmm.
Devil won't worship God. That's his problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes our problem, too, is that we will put everything before God. We will put, you know, finances, we'll put relationship, you know, we'll put, you know, this, you know, lusting after whatever ahead of God.
Yeah.
And God says, you know, I am the God. I am your God. You shall have no other gods before me. And that's your working order.
Mm-hmm.
And when that, and we get out of balance with that, that's when things start to implode. But it doesn't mean that you can do everything right and things will still happen to you, because, like I said, we live in a broken, right, sinful world.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that's, to me, I find quite often, Lauren, I don't know about you, but that you will be inspired by a verse, you know, from the Word of God, and you think, mm-hmm. oh, that's for me. And then what happens is God brings you into the orbit of someone else that needs that. And you find yourself exercising that nugget, that morsel of food that Jesus referred to. Said, I don't need food. My food is what, you know, emanates from the mouth of God, right? So you give that spiritual nugget to an individual that God's brought into your orbit. And then what happens? You know, you're blessed. First of all, you're blessed by God because he gave you the nugget to begin with. And then you're blessed again because you paid it forward to a fellow sojourner because you, in a sense, have manifested a lighthouse for them, have you not?
Absolutely. You know, we are not called to be blessed just to have, you know, joy in our hearts and, you know, walk down the street, whistling. We are blessed in order to bless others. You know, we are the things that we are have been given are for the purpose of giving it to others, of giving the blessing to others, of giving the kind word, the smile, the little extra oomph during the day, or that word that will transform their lives for that day. Maybe someone's having a bad day. Maybe that checkout, counter person is just ready to cash it all in and say, I'm done. And that word from somebody says, hi, how are you doing? Or you look wonderful today. Or, God loves you. Something, you don't know what's in the hearts of people in this world. And this is why my heart grieves every time I hear of a suicide, because every story we do about the suicides, people around them say, if I only knew.
Exactly.
This is the pain. It's like there's so much pain in people's hearts that no one knows around. They can be living in the same house and not know the pain that someone is going through. And so it's so important. It's so important to talk to young people, to talk to people around you, to friends, and just ask them, are you okay? God loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, God is blessing you.
Yeah. As you say, a question, a smile, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken, right?
Yeah,
and sometimes, you say things, you go, I know that didn't come from me. It was the Holy Spirit using you and, being a gift and giving a lifeline to somebody. Because you just never know. Lauren, in a world that here it is, in the information society in which we live in, this information era, flying about. More than ever now, we need to be discerners of the truth. We need to know the difference between good and evil. And Hebrews says that there's no way that you can discern good and evil if you're still living on baby's milk. So we say to Christians, hey, grow up. We need you to grow up and mature, right?
And we talk about the prophetic words of Isaiah, woe to those who make good evil and evil
yes.
good. This is so important, because if you can't discern what is good and what is evil, what is good and what is bad, there's a problem there, because it means you're going to be influenced by things and forces that you will have no control over. And this is what society has come to today, where even the medical professionals, even the politicians, even the governments are siding on the side of evil, because they have not recognized what is evil. Because you're in a society where individualism and, I decide for myself what is right and wrong. These are the marching orders of most of the cultures today.
Exactly.
And so when you've got that in the world today, it's hard to discern between evil and good. And so even the good that the Bible talks about looks antiquated because it doesn't align with us.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is that, David Martin Lloyd-Jones, who is a doctor, who was a professor and became a minister, he wrote a book in the 50s called Truth Unchanged, Unchanging, and even that then talked about the cult of self-expression, that people equate passion with truth. And he said, that's a bad, bad combination. Fire is a great servant, but a bad master. And that's what you've got. You've got fire and passion burning down the house because people equate passion with truth.
Well, you got to know the difference between the counterfeit and the legitimate, right? And, bank tellers tell us how to know the difference. You study the legitimate. You don't study the counterfeit. So, again, we're reminded that God's word is the legitimate, and it's right there, and he's made it real clear. All we have to do is do what God calls us to do, Lauren Green. Look, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on the book, Light for Today, 365 Daily Devotions from the Lighthouse. Lauren Green has been our guest. Thank you. Take care. God bless.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2? $2 a day. That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing Friday. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for 2 decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass info to Cuba while working undercover for that country's General Directorate of Intelligence. More reaction to news of O.J. Simpson's death at the age of 76. Cato Kalin, one of the character witnesses during the O.J. trial, had this to say Thursday.
I would just put out my condolences just to the kids, to Sydney, Justin, and to Arlene and Jason.
Simpson's family says he passed away after battling cancer. He was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 1990s. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, unfortunately, there have been some recent instances of governments in Western countries attempting to control our freedoms, such as freedom of religion and speech. As we've been saying, particularly this week, our focus has been on something that our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence spelled out very clearly, is that, you know, we have inalienable rights. Inalienable rights, they don't come from a government. They come from God. And this is what happens when a government decides that it wants to come after these inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When our governments attack those foundational areas, they are coming against God. They're not coming against the people. They are injuring God, and they're doing something that God is not happy about. And this is what's going on. It's happening around the world. It's happening more and more, even in this country. As an example, looking outside the country, you've got a Canadian bill, which is C-367, that would dismantle religious freedom. And this is coming up for a vote shortly. And the president of International Christian Concern is here to talk about the coming persecution of the Western Church. Jeff King, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be with you.
Well, this is serious. I mean, you are sounding an alarm, and this is something that we have seen that, you know, since the truth be known, you know, since the mid-50s, 60s, especially when the government decided to take the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms, that was an oh moment. And it's just been a downward spiral since then, has it not?
It has, and it's, I think it's speeding up. And I have to say, I love what you said about the inalienable rights. I mean, that's obviously that's from our Constitution, but it's what the founders said in relation to the set of laws they laid out and our viewpoint. And it's kind of generally the viewpoint of the West, right? Of the Western democracies. And so, and this is what I think people in other countries, even though that's not part of their constitution, you know, or their founding documents, that understanding is so key. But yeah, I'm seeing it all around the Western world. I've interviewed a friend of mine is an MP, a member of parliament in Finland. Mm-hmm. She's been charged twice for she tweeted something in social media. But yeah, this is rising. We're in a downward spiral, and it's getting more intense.
Well, and we knew. I mean, the Bible warned us that this would be coming. You know, the apostasy would occur. You know, Jesus even said, "Hey, look, don't think this is a picnic. Look what they did to me. So, you know, get in line here. Pick up your cross. Okay, this is what you got to look forward to. So, we shouldn't be surprised about this, and that it's only going to intensify because of the demonic forces that are realizing that the hourglass on their, you know, on their clock is starting to run out of sand, isn't it?"
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. And the only thing I point out, and you feel this too, is that, you know, this, look, democracy and freedom of speech, religious freedom, it protects all citizens, regardless mm-hmm. of your faith.
Right.
And, you know, the founders had great wisdom, and they saw clearly that what is the biggest problem? We need protection from each other. Because otherwise, you know, you've got mob rule, and people are always trying to form monopolies with in terms of power, and that there's no difference in government; it's the same way. And so you see, you know, certain political parties coming in, and this is real banana republic stuff, where they're twisting the laws of democracy to establish laws that are used to punish their enemies. So I'd say, first of all, if you're a fundamentalist Jew, a Muslim, Christian, anybody, if you understand democracy, you understand how dangerous this stuff is.
Exactly. Yeah, and meanwhile, until this gets settled, if it is to get settled, I mean, you know, Jesus can preempt this right away. It's his time, God's time, he said. So, but barring that, we are dealing with, you know, the reality of today. So, you know, we need to come together, the remnant of God's church that says that, look at, you know, that even the gates of heaven suffer violence, but the righteous take it by storm. So this is where we are. I mean, you may say, hey, look at, I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to do this. Well, you have no choice, really.
You're in a fight. And, yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, because either you are in raw terms, you're either going to kick butt or butt's going to be, you know, yours is going to be kicked. And, you know, kind of deal in the name of Jesus. I'm saying that for righteousness sake, we've got to figure out, you know, where do you stand on this point? Because people, just like, you know, what happened in Germany, they just, you know, said, hey, well, you know, like they said, you know, what was the saying when they first came for the unionists? You know, I didn't respond because I wasn't a unionist. Then they came for the Baptist. I went to Baptist, you know, on down the line until you got to the very end. Then they came for me and there was nobody there. You know, it was just me. So this is what's happening in our country because of, you know, the weaponization of our government, the persecution of the churches, and it's clear why they want to go after the church, Jeff King, because they know the church is fortified by God, and they've got to get, they figure, like in other institutions and other nations and histories, when they get rid of the church, they can have their way with the people. And I think that they're really in a tough situation here. Because, you know, the hand of God has been upon this country from the very beginning, you know, very much and similar to what has happened and the experience for Israel. And there's something special about America. Now, I'm not saying that is a total get out of jail card, you know, but I think that we have a force that we can tap into that, to your point, earlier point, is that we're not tapping into. And we need to tap into that force for the sake of the next generation, for our kids and our grandkids, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were given such a gift by the founders, given such a gift from the Lord, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was,
right.
I mean, you have to go back thousands of years before you saw democracy lived out in government, and maybe imperfectly back then, but the founders laid out this structure that has been so amazing and so protective of everybody.
Exactly.
And those rights, I mean, I think even the founders, look, they told us that you had to be an activist. You had to protect this. This was a great gift, and it's only fit for moral people and for godly people, and we really need to stand up. And honestly, what we're seeing with the Canadian bill was tried by the Biden administration in the Equality Act. It's almost the same thing. They tried to gut religious freedom in the United States for the sake of the LGBTQ community. And I just have to wake people up. You know, you just have to turn this around. Imagine a Christian standing up in Congress or, you know, senator, and they say, I've got an idea. We're going to advance some legislation so that if anybody says anything that offends us as Christians, those people can be put in jail. Now, how ludicrous is that, right? And
right.
I think, you know, otherwise we've been put to sleep. People are, you know, they're so cowed and they're so used to being browbeaten. But it's like, this is ludicrous what's going on and needs to be called out. So, you know, the Equality Act was shot down. And what we heard was that it was going to be broken up and put through in smaller pieces. But this stuff needs to be opposed. We need to stand up. We need to shout and scream. We need to turn over tables. I think we know somebody who did that.
Yeah, exactly. He says, pick up your cross, turn over tables. That's what we need to do.
There you go.
You're exactly, not necessarily in that order, but yes, but still, nonetheless, pick up your cross, let's turn over tables, let's do this for the sake of, you know, again, it's all, you know, dependent on Jesus' timeline, but he said we still need to be about the Father's business in the meantime, and be prepared that when he shows up, that he finds us, he finds us in the battle. That we're not hunkered down and just relying on the deliverance of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Well said.
Right? So,
well said.
Jeff King, we're going to continue this conversation because there's more to discuss here, because there's more hanging in the balance here. And we need to wake up the faithful, you know, to get in alignment with, you know, what's happening right now. You know, God's kingdom is coming and his will be done. And are you going to be in alignment with his purposes and, you know, and be part of the solution and not add to the problem? May it be that we would all contribute to the solution and be a blessing to those that are looking for the answer that can only be found in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jeff King is with us. He continues on the other side. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Promised we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff King, the president of the International Christian Concern, continues with us. Hey, Jeff, for a moment, tell us about ICC.
Well, ICC serves victims of persecution around the world. And when I say victims, I mean the real stuff. So, you know, what we're experiencing here in the States, it's kind of the beginning stages. So we're talking, you know, about destruction of churches, destruction of bodies, torture, right, imprisonment, assassination, that type of stuff. So we serve believers all over the world by repairing and bandaging, but then we're also building the church. We build the church at the margin, the toughest places in the world where the missionaries can't go. And then we work on Capitol Hill. So we work with senators and congressional representatives, as well as the State Department and sometimes the administration, depending on who's in there.
Are you noticing, particularly in the administration, in our government, is that there's less concern? I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier, our founding fathers made it paramount that even if you were considering to run for office, you had to be a Bible-believing, God-fearing individual before you even put your name up for consideration. We've gone from that, you know, from that premise to where we are today, where you've got people that won't even put their hand on the Bible to, you know, confirm their vow to serve the country, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is just major cultural shift, cultural decline. And it kind of tees up the point that, you know, one of the, if I had to stand on my soapbox, there's a couple things I'd say when we're speaking on this type of topic. And that is, it's not just a matter, when this stuff comes up, like the Canadian Bill or the Equality Act, it's not just a matter of, you know, calling your legislator, because a lot of times that's a day late, a dollar short. And, you know, it really goes back to the 30s when the church kind of stepped out of politics after the Scopes trial, and they said that's worldly. Right. And, you know, we can see where that's gotten us. So if I, you know, if I was in control of the church body and the believers, I'd say, I'd tell a lot of believers, run, go run for office, even if it's a dog catcher, get into the game, or else we're going to have the unrighteous rule over us. I mean, I
exactly.
think it's pretty simple. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's exactly what's happened. You know, the church was marginalized, and at what expense? I mean, welfare became the order of the day. People in poverty have been mistreated. They've been, you know, used as pawns for political points and that sort of thing. I mean, this is ungodly, you know, what has happened to supposedly a godly nation. But it has been a progressive, slow walk through the institutions that have captured, you know, this once, you know, shining, you know, shining light on a hill. And, you know, as you mentioned, we were an example and an encouragement for other Western democracies. And maybe they're, you know, some, you know, almost word for word took, you know, paragraphs of our Constitution and our Declaration. They, oh, that makes sense. And maybe they didn't spell it out exactly like our founding fathers did. The document is so brilliant. But clearly here in America, we knew who gave us our rights. And it is amazing what has happened because of the secularization of our society. We've abandoned the very thing that brought us to the dance.
Absolutely. And to the point that, you know, so now we are ruled by the unrighteous and the enemies of God. And, you know, I think if there's one thing I would tell people, it's this. You know, I've been in the persecution game for 20 plus years. And so watching governments around the world and what they do. And over time, it becomes pretty transparent. So let me tell you, you already know this, Bill, but for the sake of your audience, let me tell them what happens overseas. So the dictator, the despot, the enemy of God who wants to destroy the church and for a couple different reasons, they say, we have religious freedom. So they stand on the world stage as a politician. They say, we have religious freedom. Now, what happens is, though, practically what they say and what they're doing in terms of the laws of the land and beyond the laws, what the police do and what the military is allowed to do is they say, you have religious freedom, but what that means is you can go into your own home and think whatever you want. You can say and do whatever you want if it's in your own home and you're not influencing anybody else. Do not come into the public square. That's the very, very simple picture for people to grasp what's going on and to understand what's legitimate and what's not in our own country. Anybody who is doing that is who any leader who is pushing that way, any media figure that's pushing that way, is severely off. They're way, way, way out of line with what with the founding documents and the founders and what was set up again to protect us all from each other. Religious freedom is such a potent collection of rights. It's the right to assembly and thought and speech and conscience. It's just everything, and that's why the founders enshrined it in our documents, and that's why it has to be protected. It's just our fundamental, broadest right, protects all of us from each other, and that's our fundamental need in government.
Exactly. And of course, we see what is happening in universities. I mean, freedom's been thrown out, and these kids don't understand.
Yeah.
Because once you start, you know, redefining what you think is freedom, which isn't, then it's no longer freedom. And that is, you know, when you think about it, Jeff, in my experience, I think that that's one of the greatest gifts that God has given us, you know, that we would not be captured, you know, that there is a binary choice. You're going to be owned by someone or something. Yeah. It's either going to be God or it's going to be something of this world. So, you know, choose you this day who you're going to serve. It is really that basic. And we know that when we do it God's way, it goes well for us. But you see, the thing is the church needs to come together in such a way and to be able to consistently testimonialize and say, this is the difference. You know, I was, now I am. And the difference is the blood of Christ in between, right?
Amen. Yeah, I just think, too, and maybe you're pointing to where I go to is I just also look at the church broadly, and I look at the church under persecution, and I look at the church in the West. And, you know, I think we've kind of abandoned our post. I mean, what is our main commandment, you know, to go really and subjugate the world, go win the world, to win and disciple, to share the message of Jesus and disciple those and bring people into the kingdom and release them from death? And so, I, you know, like you, look, I've gone to lots of different churches, been in church a long time.
Right.
And I think what's happened is at the churches that say, for the most part, that they're really outreach-oriented, they're out and trying to get involved in their schools or whatever, or they say bring people to church. That's not it. And it's like, we've got to return. What did the Lord tell us to do? We greatly need revival, but we also need to be out there and winning the lost. We should be out evangelizing. Each of us, don't wait for your pastor. The Lord's given you this commandment that all around you are the dead, the dying, and we need to bring them to life and to shepherd them into the kingdom.
Right, exactly. And we're not going to, you know, appreciate that command and that, you know, that motivator until we come to God and repent. When you begin to see it as God sees it, then there's going to be a natural reaction. It will be natural, it will be fervent, and it will be consistent because you know from which you've been delivered. See, right now we take it all for granted. It's all, you know, for the most part, maybe you get a hangnail here and there here in America, you know, compared to other countries, of course. So it's a minor inconvenience. But the thing is that, you know, all you look is, you consider, Jeff, and I know you do this in your operation here, you look at the trajectory of where America has come just in the last 5 years, not even 10 years. I mean, things have happened in the last 2 years that just blow me away. What the heck happened, right?
And you know, the only thing I would say to people, too, is that the other thing I've walked away from doing persecution ministry for 20-plus years is that I have great faith in the church broad, as his body. So not in any particular church, not in any particular country's church, but I know what we need is revival. So it's not necessarily a straight line down. And if you look back in the history of this country and the church in this country, it's gone up and down. And I've seen it around the world. We desperately need revival. We need to go back to him and repent, as you said. And to say, wait a minute, I thought this was all about me. It's not about me. It's about you. What do you want, Lord? My life is completely yours. Oh, my gosh, I had it all wrong. What do you want me to do? And we know above a shadow of doubt, he wants us to stop living for ourselves and to rescue all around us. We have our little life preservers. We have been thrown off the Titanic, but we have life preservers all around us are those, and they're sinking. And we say, my gosh, what a blessing it is to have a life preserver.
Exactly. And meanwhile, here we are, a week after Easter, where our government decided that we needed to have, you know, a visibility day, you know, in lieu of Easter. And and even in the annual Easter egg roll, people, they were cautioned by the White House not to put any religious sayings on it. Anything that would reference God, you just had to have a generic egg to roll. So here it is. Our own White House demonstrated what happens when you have Easter without Jesus and you decide to elevate less than 1%. You're going to be aware of less than 1%. That's Visibility Day for less than 1% of America and ignore let's say over 80% of the people who still believe in God and Jesus.
Amen. And people, just remember, nothing can stop the church. It's his. It's not us. It's not because of our power, our cleverness. Nothing can stop the church. We just have to work with him and to say, raise our hand and to say, use me, God, beyond what I can imagine. Use me.
Exactly. Jeff, 5 seconds left. Tell everybody how they can be in touch.
Hey, go to persecution.org and sign up for our magazine. It's a free magazine on persecutions. You can understand what's going on.
Concerned about
the persecution around the world and what's
going
on here.
Supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone